I'm Marco Werman. Ahead, drug enforcement authorities face a challenge. Narco-traffickers are packing more drugs into better submarines.
What we've seen is now an upgrade in the submarine technology. Just a few weeks ago, they captured a 100-foot-long sub that was preparing to ship as much as 10 tons of cocaine.
I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The investigation into Sunday's two bomb attacks in Uganda is yielding results. First, security forces in the East African nation discovered an unexploded suicide vest packed with explosives, a detonator, and ball bearings. Then today, authorities announced a number of arrests. The attacks killed more than 70 people in Uganda's capital, Kampala, as they were watching the World Cup soccer final. A Somali Islamist group, Al-Shabaab, says it was behind the explosions. The BBC's Will Ross is in Kampala. Will, you attended a police press conference this morning. What did they reveal?
Well, they produced a collection of items that they say were basically what was being used by a potential suicide bomber. There were explosives, there were tightly packed ball bearings, there were fuse wires, there were detonators, or one fuse and one detonator, and the Ugandan police were handed this bundle, which was found in a black laptop bag with a vest, the kind of vest worn by a suicide bomber. They were handed these items, and they say that this could have been a third attempted attack, which would have taken place following those two deadly blasts on Sunday, which we now know killed 76 people.
The police also had some fresh and interesting information about who was behind Sunday's attacks.
Yes, I mean, it's interesting. Straight after the attacks, the police pointed the finger at Al-Shabaab, the Somali Islamist militia trying to wrestle control of the whole of Somalia and impose strict Islamic law there. Then several hours later, a spokesman for Al-Shabaab said, yes, we did it. And then during this press conference, Kaile Kohura, the Inspector General of Police, he mentioned that, okay, Al-Shabaab were involved, but they were working with the Allied Democratic Forces. Now, that's a rebel group that used to operate in the west of Uganda back in the late 1990s, and at that time carried out some small but deadly blasts, usually with grenades, and they were used by the Sudanese government in retaliation for Uganda's support for the SPLA. And Uganda always maintained that that group had connections with Al-Qaeda. So the Ugandan police are really saying that, OK, Al-Shabaab may have been involved, and we're told that Al-Shabaab also is linked to Al-Qaeda, but the Ugandan police think that the people who got involved at the Ugandan end were this ADF, this Ugandan rebel group.
Is it clear that whether it's Al-Shabaab and or the ADF, is it clear that they were targeting essentially the presence of African Union troops in Somalia?
Well, certainly the message that the Al-Shabaab group have put out is that the reason we carried out these attacks and we will carry out more is because you have Ugandan troops in Somalia. But there are people who are sceptical about this whole issue and are not certain that this is Al-Shabaab at all.
So what is your sense, Will, of people in Kampala and their feelings about the continuing presence of Ugandan troops in Somalia? Is there now a sudden call for the removal of Ugandan troops with the African Union? Get them out of Somalia now?
Not a sudden call for that, no. There are some Ugandans, I've been speaking to many people on the streets of Kampala today, and some of them were saying, look, the troops should come home, they should come and protect us here in Uganda, they shouldn't be there in Somalia. But many we spoke to said they supported the continued presence of troops in Somalia, and they're repeating the line that the government puts out, really, which is that if Somalia becomes a state with a hardline Islamist militia in control, it could spread to, you know, produce other problems in the region.
Still, one of the consequences of these bombings has to be that Ugandans in Kampala especially must be very concerned about more attacks.
Indeed, and the frightening thing, you know, never knowing where those attacks may take place. Ugandans are fun-loving people. They love going out and partying and socialising, and there are many, many night spots in Kampala that may suffer if people feel that it's too dangerous to be, you know, gathering in places that could be targets if similar attacks are to be repeated.
The BBC's Will Ross in Kampala, Uganda. Thank you for your time, Will.
Pleasure.